Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Southwest Wisconsin. All of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaing the Justice Department for more files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche also weighing whether to release transcripts from his conversation with convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's close confidant. High-level talks happening at the Kremlin on ending the war in Ukraine. ABC's Guy Davies has more from the Foreign Desk.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning. The pair was seen smiling and shaking hands. This is Witkoff's fifth visit to the Kremlin as the U.S. tries to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine. This Friday marks the deadline President Trump has set for Russia to end the war, threatening secondary tariffs and possible sanctions if Russia does not comply.
The Health and Human Services Department is canceling contracts and pulling funding for vaccines that are developed for respiratory illnesses like COVID and the flu. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, says vaccines that use mRNA technology will be halted. This is ABC News. UNICEF now says two of the three indicators of a famine have been met in Gaza, and by the time a full-on famine is officially declared, it may be too late to respond. This is the agency's Joe English.
I've done this work all around the world, and I can't think of another situation where, when I speak to my own colleagues in Gaza, they are hungry. Their children are hungry. They are going to bed hungry. They are waking up hungry, and they are doing their best to do their job to alleviate the situation as much as we can whilst they themselves are hungry.
It happens from time to time across Germany. This morning in Dresden, several neighborhoods and thousands of people from the city center have been asked to leave their homes and businesses as experts set to defuse a World War II bomb on site. The evacuation zone is nearly a half mile wide. Today also marking 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. Commemorations happening there today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insurance. insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. -57 degrees in Richland Center as that temperature continues to inch up. We'll check out the day's forecast and the rest of the week forecast and the upcoming weekend as well in just a moment.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independent and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
It's today. The Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon, starting at 1:30 at the corner of Orange and Court Streets across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. They are celebrating National Farmers Market Week in a big way. If you use SNAP, EBT, Quest, or FoodShare, you'll get an extra $15 of bonus bucks today only to spend on fresh fruits, veggies, and herbs. Stop by the info table with your Quest card. Plus, every week, thanks to the Richland County Medical Society, you get bonus bucks. Double your benefits up to $10 for produce and herbs. They've got it all today. Sweet corn, tomatoes, garlic, squash, jams, honey, flowers, pies, eggs, meat to order, and more. There's also the Youth Food Token Program for kids ages 4 to 17, and a boomerang bag coupon giveaway, too. Fresh food, friendly faces. See you this afternoon at Richland Area Farmers Market.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 83 today, partly cloudy, warm, and a bit muggy. For tonight, 65. 84 tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers. For Friday, partly cloudy, hot, and humid, a high of 91. Saturday, 88 with a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, 85 with a few waves of showers and thunderstorms still expected. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 55 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 57 degrees.
As happy as you did tonight. Your tipsy friend grabbed that bartender, gave him a phone and pulled us over there with him. He counted to three and baby I haven't seen a side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby you never do when we're alone together. It was good to see you smile. Girl, you know it's been a while. It was good to see you smile, even if it was just for the picture. They say a picture's worth a thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. Baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know it's been a while. It was good to see you smile, even if it was just for the picture. Girl, you know it's been a while. It was good to see you smile, even if it was just for the picture. Even if it was just for the picture.
Just for the picture, Morgan Wallen on FM 100.9. Today is Corporate Baby Name Day. Oh, man, let me explain. 2001, American Baby conducted a poll asking if parents would sell the naming rights of their babies to a corporation for $500,000. Some of the corporation names listed as examples were Pepsi, Friskies, Kleenex, Budweiser, and Jeep. 21% of respondents said they would. 28% say they would consider it. The results were released on August 6th. That's why it's today, Corporate Baby Name Day. Oh, little Friskies. Oh, little Pepsi. You're so cute. Let's see. It's Balloons to Heaven Day. It's Farm Worker Appreciation Day. Also, National Gossip Day. Oops. National Fresh Breath Day. And it's National Root Beer Float Day. Ooh, I celebrated on the eve of that last night. Mr. Goodconnect and I had a root beer float from the Lion's Stand at National Night Out last night, and it was good. Hit the spot. What a summertime treat that is. Here's Craig Morgan.
Country road. She's my shotgun rider. I'm the lucky dog beside her. My lips are where her kisses go. She loves when we go to the river and get in the water. And buddy, she's hotter than South Georgia in July. Man, when I'm with her, I can't get enough of her. I gotta kiss her and I gotta hug her. And brother, she's mine, all mine.
Yeah. black glove said I was rolling on the wind. It didn't matter. I was so sure of who I didn't want to be. Every smile and every fear, every laugh and every tear, it was all me. Everything I took from them made me who I am. Pieces we've all been lied to. We've all been liars. Nothing's perfect in this world. Everybody's been burned by the fire. And what I don't need, gonna let that go. Pieces of my heart, pieces of my soul, pieces I'm gonna be, I don't even know. Gave a lot to lovers, gave a lot to friends. Everything I took from them made me who I am.
WRCO, it is 7:18. The time, we'll see if we can find out whether it's Fact or Hanko, usually mostly Hanko, coming up in just a little bit. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries for our morning get-together today, Wednesday, August 6th.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
This Wednesday, August 6th at 11:30 a.m. at another quality sale at the Richland Cattle Center. Featuring a strong lineup of fresh cows, two-year-olds milking and breadback cows, plus springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull and baby calves, both heifers and bulls. Cattle are received 7 days a week, and daily updates are available on their website. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 608-585-3700. That's the Richland Cattle Center, where quality cattle move every Wednesday.
Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
Too many choices can be overwhelming. At WCCU Credit Union, we keep it simple. We have two options for personal checking. Both have no minimum balance or monthly service fees. The only difference? Our awards checking earns dividends. With direct deposit, 15 monthly debit card transactions, and e-statements, you'll earn 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. Best of all, with either a Freedom or an awards account, WCCU delivers straightforward checking without the gimmicks. For more details, contact any of our offices or open your account online today at wccu.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and is subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Are you waiting to vaccinate your children because you're unsure if it keeps kids safe? The Richland Hospital and Clinics understand your desire to keep your children safe. We want what's best for our children and our community too. Consider this. Prioritize vaccinations based on higher risks in our area, starting with MMR for measles, mumps, and rubella, and polio. Then work your way through the rest. Trust your medical provider to work with you. Call the Richland Hospital and Clinics to check your family's vaccination records.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hanko.
How you doing there?
Doing well.
Facto.
Oh, yes. We had a good night at National Night Out last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
Yeah, it was well attended. I think the fairgrounds location worked out real well.
Good.
They had a regular ring set up with benches so we could see the programs, the canine demonstrations, and a very entertaining emergency responder relay race.
Oh, really?
There was competition between fire and city police and county police.
Who won this?
It was Richland Center PD that.
Really?
Yeah, they had the fastest time. So they had to run down. They had to drag a dummy. I volunteered, but they actually had an actual dead weight dummy.
And I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there either. But it had a strap around, but they had to pull the dummy across the finish line there. And then they had to, another thing they had to do was with fishing poles, they had to cast fishing poles and bring back these little fish. They had to hook them. They were like rubber fish or whatever. And they had a football throw, and then they had a stretcher carry of the dummy. And they had to have their ankles, two of their ankles Velcroed together. So it was a real tough relay race.
But, I bet that was fun though.
But it was fun to watch. Yeah, absolutely. We even had some community people take part and a kids race too.
Good. So the Richland PD won?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I wonder if they cheated.
No, I was there. I don't think so. Huh. Hmm. But you don't want to be starting any rumors.
I'm going to have to talk to them.
Today is National Gossip Day, Hank.
Oh.
Remember this? What a show.
Yee-haw.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
National Gossip Day.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, gossip hurts people.
Though. Listen close the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the truth, don't spread it.
Right. Exactly.
Wow. That's fun. I've heard that song a long time.
It goes back to your roots. I'm guessing, you know, that was...
Well, it's been a tough day.
That was a staple in back in Arkansas.
Back in Pea Ridge.
Probably every Saturday night you sat down and watched Hee Haw.
We watched it. Yeah, it was Saturday night. It was, like 6 o'clock.
I think so. That's what it was around here. But it was a syndicated show, so it could have probably been at different times. But
sometimes you can still catch it on PBS.
Yep.
So, love Hee Haw. Well, some of my jokes come from
I
Hee
Haw. I was going to say, yeah, very inspiring for you.
Some of my role models. Hey, here's a question for you.
All right.
Bees can get drunk if the guard bees discover that they are, like the worker bees can get drunk, okay, off okay. certain kind of nectar and stuff.
Oh.
If the guard bees discover they are, they will punish them, and sometimes they break by breaking their legs.
Mm, really?
True or false? Or Hank or true?
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. It is. It's really cool.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I wonder if they have to take a bee breathalyzer. They have
you
to
be here.
Sobriety test. Yeah.
Sobriety bee.
Yeah,
sobriety bee.
Fly straight.
Yeah, fly yeah. straight, yeah. young man. Hey, you're walking crooked. Right. Break his legs.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Hey, truth or Hanko? Only 40% of goldfish crackers have faces on them.
What? I eat them too fast to even look.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll say that's not. I'll say that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
True.
Yes,
really?
It is true. It is.
I'll have to be a little more observant.
Somebody's getting ripped off.
Right. Yeah. Huh.
All right. The most common species of bird is a crow. Is that true or is that Hanko?
Mm.
A lot of crows out there.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is. Do you know the most common species of bird?
Sparrow.
No.
Pigeon.
No.
Turkey buzzard.
I don't know. Well, we have one in here.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do. Flying overhead. That's never a good sign.
One more guess.
Chickens?
Yes.
I had this light bulb moment all of a sudden. Like, sure.
It's chickens, yeah.
Sure it is.
And they're growing every day.
Right.
So,
yeah, especially when you keep going to Chick-fil-A and Popeyes all the time when you're on the road.
Just, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Popeyes.
Yeah.
Popeyes, I can't afford anymore. They've really raised their price.
I've never been.
Oh.
Never been to Popeyes.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, I think, only once.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't go on Sundays.
Well, that's what I was going to say is I don't get to Madison or cities very often, mm-hmm. and if I do, it's a Sunday.
Then they're closed.
And they're closed. Yeah. So,
But Popeyes, they have really good spicy chicken, spicy nuggets.
All right.
Oh.
You like those, huh? Yeah. Boy.
But can't afford them. I have to
so Popeyes spicy nuggets or Hardee's Frisco burger?
I'm going with Hardee's.
Well, at least you're honest.
What about you?
For me, I don't like spicy things.
Well, even if it's just regular chicken.
Oh, I've never been to Popeye's, so I don't know.
So you're going to Hardee's with me?
Well, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they one in Madison?
Hardee's? Yes, there is.
Where at?
Let me think about
it. You and I may be there.
It's been a long time, but
if there's any way we can swing.
Pretty sure there is one.
We have to go to Verona, right? Is that where we're going?
Hardee's is in. Wait a minute. I think Hardee's is in one of the outlying, like Verona or DeForest or somewhere like that.
I mean, is there any way that we can make a trip? Because you and I have to go to what?
Verona
on Sunday.
Verona.
Is there any way we can like map it?
Oh, probably.
To Hardee's and then back to
GPS.
Yes.
Yeah,
right. I mean, I can get this stuff mapped out and we're ready to go.
Going to Portage isn't out of our way in the Verona.
No, we're in Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, right. Oh, well.
A chutney popularized by chef. A chutney. Chutney. A chutney popularized by Chef Gordon Ramsay is made by grinding dried red ants and their eggs into a paste.
What? It sounds wacky. But I'm going to say it's true. Wow.
It's true.
I did not know
the
that.
The first delicacy first emerged from a tribe in India. Sounds fantasy. Fantasy.
Wow. Nope, did not know that.
Here we go. Here's something else you probably knew. Spiders can frighten grasshoppers to death.
Right. Spiders can frighten grasshoppers. Yeah, I would think so. That's
and that is true.
Yeah.
Fear kills as well as any other method. Being scared to death is a real danger for many creatures. Chainsaws are not required.
Oh. Grasshoppers will they'll jump like 10 feet in the air.
You know? And they die if they get scared.
They get too scared. Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
One of the leading causes of shark deaths in the wild is tooth decay.
Well, I'm going to say that's true.
I've got you on this one. Really? It's a bunch of Hank Cohen.
Well, you know, think of the dentist. Who's going to want to work on a shark's tooth?
Sharks can eat all day, never brush or floss, and never experience tooth decay. That's why they are no shark dentists.
Ah. Well, they probably don't eat a lot of sweets.
No, they probably don't.
You know? And
unless they find one of me or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What's this? Oh, a Snickers bar. Yeah.
A guy who eats a lot of Snickers bars. Yeah. All right.
Snail caviar or caviar des... Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
Escargot. Escargot.
Yeah. Escargot.
Yeah, is it escargot?
I think so.
Snail caviar and caviar escargot eaten on warm toast is popular in France.
I think that's true.
Oh, yes, it is. People are not too often, roughly 2 pounds of caviar, d'escargot, cost as much as $2,000.
Ooh.
Not our number one escargot to food.
That is expensive.
Yes, that's horribly expensive.
I've had breakfast a couple of times in France, and I don't believe I had that. But
oh, really?
No. Usually had some sort of meat, you know, like a cold meat or something.
Really?
Like that. But it was cheaper than that.
At $2,000, that's a lot of money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, we've learned a lot today, Hank.
Have we?
Bees can get intoxicated, and the most common species of bird?
Chicken.
Chicken? Must be just ahead of turkey.
A sneeze travels faster than a race car.
We've had that one before.
Well.
Yes, it does.
Well, it depends on how you sneeze.
Oh, well, Hank.
So are there stuff that we've had and I've been saying them again?
I think you have. I don't believe that you've been crossing them off of your list.
The first oranges weren't orange.
First oranges weren't orange. I'll say that's true.
It is true. They were green. Oranges came later through cultivation.
Huh. Okay.
Coffee was once banned in Mecca.
Hmm. I'll say that's true.
It is true. In the 1500, fishers feared it encouraged rebellious thinking.
Oh, probably did.
That's why you cut the coffee here.
Yeah, exactly. we went to the decaf.
What?
the instant coffee. Only the best.
And my can of spam. Lower than spam.
Lower than spam? Yeah, it's a generic brand.
I think it was a generic spam, then you have generic brand, and then you have a generic brand off the generic brand.
Yeah, because
that's what I got.
It just said canned meat.
That's all it is.
And it's good till 2030.
It was 36, actually.
Oh, 36. Wow.
But here's
that's
the
even better.
Here's the thing. We're talking about that gel and that meat. I think that's what that is.
We figured out, you know, I was talking about that last week, and everybody said it was head cheese that I was talking about. But no, it was like a beef loaf. Beef loaf or old-fashioned loaf. So it's got like...
There's gel in it.
Yeah, there's pieces of like beef, but it's got gel in it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of sandwich that Mama used to pack once in a while, but I don't know that I would eat it now. I don't know.
Let's just, you know what? We're blessed that we don't have to, Phil.
Well, yeah, you know, but I liked it back then.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't now.
But, you know, we're all blessed, so
uh-huh.
I hope... Everybody out there, don't gossip today.
No.
Even though it's National Gossip Day.
Yeah. Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, be kind.
Yeah.
Hey,
Phil. Now we're not ones to go around spreading rumors. Why, really, we're just not the gossipy kind. Oh, you'll never hear one of us repeating gossip. So you'd better be sure and listen close the first time.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family,
offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Come one, come all. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to Richland Center's North Park Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th. Sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated. Before the show, come early on Sunday at 9:30 to watch the big top tent go up and enjoy a free behind-the-scenes tour. See how a circus travels, how animals are cared for, and get a glimpse into circus life. 1 hour before each show, the Midway opens, featuring Pony Rides, Moon Bounce, Giant Slide, Face Painting, and great concessions. Showtimes are Sunday at 2 and 4:30, Monday at 5 and 7:30. Each show runs about 90 minutes of non-stop action. Advance tickets are cheaper and help give more back to the community. Get yours now at Napa Auto and Truck Parts or Kelly's Coffee House. Visit cmcircus.com and learn more.
Some notes on this day in history. In 1945, during World War II, the U.S. B-29 superfortress Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. That was this day, 1945. 80 years ago. 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act, prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. And in 1991, the World Wide Web made its public debut as a means of accessing web pages over the internet. That started it all. That's a look at birthdays, or some notes on today. We're going to look at birthdays and anniversaries next, courtesy of the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Fall means football, volleyball, cross-country, soccer, and even marching band. And it all starts with the right shoes and support. At the Shoebox in Black Earth, their knowledgeable staff makes sure every athlete and performer gets the perfect fit, great service, and the support they need to succeed. Whether you're on the field, on the run, or marching in formation, the Shoebox is your first step. Open 7 days a week in Black Earth or online at theshoebox.com. The Shoebox, service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Matt Nelson from Grandma Newberry. Featuring lots of love over the airwaves for you today. Happy birthday to Bailey Wirtz from St. Mary's School, to Braden Reichert from St. Mary's School. Have a great day today, Sherry Krause. Birthday blessings from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. In Twin Bluffs, happy wishes to Phil Prohaska from Butch and Margie. Have a great day, Danny Pickle from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And greetings to Alan Bradley retiree Phyllis Razick from also retired Old Bag 18101. And Alan Bradley work anniversary, Sue Anderson, a.k.a. 17945, 52 years from 18101. Have a great day today, Sherry Krause. Birthday blessings from your Avoca United Methodist Church family and to Sue Price from the Bloom City Town Crier. Richland Center Lions Club saluting Lacey Luxton, Bailey Wirtz, Oakley Aubrey Fontana, to Brooke Bindle, Anita Alexander, and Carson Stifler. Happy birthday to Brandon Federley and Charlie Jones from Little Willow Birthday Club, to Patricia McHenry from Schmidt Woodland Hills residents and staff, to Anita Alexander from Richland Center United Methodist Church, also to Brandon Wetter from Grandma Sue, and from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, a full calendar, first of all, to Haley Schneider, to Emmy Faga and David Hatch, Tom Babel, Pat McHenry, Carol Pospical, Rebecca Stoltz, and Sean Stone. Happy anniversary. Peter and Lauren Broadbent, to Dana and Lenore Wilkie, and Josh and Alicia Martin, celebrating today on the 6th of August.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
We're at 60 degrees this morning here at WRCO Studios. Just ahead of news time, this is Vince Hatfield.
How long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, longer if I can. How long will I need you? As long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon sand, how long will I want you? As long as you want me to, and long by far, how long will I hold you? As long as your father told you, as long as you are, how long will I give to you? As long as I live through you, however long you say, how long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, longer without you. How long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, longer I may.
Phil Neobany, have a great day in southwest Wisconsin. Thanks so much for joining us here on WRCO Radio. We'll check news updates for you coming up next.
Back to school isn't only about supplies and schedules, it's about setting your student up for success. At Court & Main, an A-plus furniture and mattress outlet, we've got exactly what you need to help them study and rest. Because a good night's sleep and a quiet space can make all the difference. Stop in today and get your home ready for a smarter, smoother school year. At Court & Main, an A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast calls for a high of 83 with partly cloudy conditions, warm and a bit muggy today. Tonight, 65 for a low with a slight chance of shower overnight. Right now, we're at 60 degrees in Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
I am Phil Nee, in for Joanne Krulatz today. The Walk with Grace Captain's Night and Survivor Reception Evening will be held tonight, starting at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6 featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison, Gunderson Health System in La Crosse, and from Richland Hospital here in Richland Center. Cancer survivors are also invited to register and receive a free gift. Team captains are urged to turn in team packets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at this time to count toward the team total for this year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count toward the team total. The actual walk itself comes up on Friday night at 6 at Richland Center's Kroska Park. And again, the Grace Captain's Night and Survivor Reception Night will be tonight at the Phoenix Center, getting underway at 5 with the meal. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released vaccination rate data for the 2024-25 school year. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard says 86.4% of Wisconsin students met the minimum immunization requirements. DHS said unfamiliarity with a new meningitis vaccine, a requirement for students grades 7 through 12, is believed to be the reason for the decrease. Westergaard says vaccination rates for measles need to be at least 95% to provide herd immunity. More information on vaccines, including links to vaccination rates by school district, can be found on the DHS website. Celebrating 1 year of the state's home energy rebate programs, Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the Home Efficiency Rebate and Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Just under $75 million went to the HERE program, providing discounts for installing energy-efficient appliances. Another $75 million went towards the HOMES program for whole home efficiency improvements. Coming up this weekend, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated, returns to Richland Center's North Park on Sunday and Monday. C&M Circus has been providing quality local family entertainment for 40 years. There will be some brand new items for the 2025 performances, including Big Cats, presented by Trey Key, aerialist extraordinaire Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil Duo on the tightrope, and Wheel of Destiny, the high-energy Macias family, hand and foot juggling, and everyone's favorite circus clown, Leo. On Sunday morning, starting at 9:30, there will be the tent raising and tour. Everyone is invited to watch the Big Top Rise. You'll also get a chance to tour the grounds and get a behind-the-scenes look at the show. Learn more about life on the road and the care the animals receive. There will be two performances each day. 1 hour before each performance, the Midway opens, featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting,
concession stand and box office open up for some extra fun. The performance is held Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30. Our 90 minutes amazing shows the whole family will love. Advanced ticket prices are $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. They can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. A higher percentage of advance tickets go back to the sponsor, meaning more money back into your community. You'll also save money and can skip the lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults and $9 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. Come one, come all to the Culpeper and Meriwether Circus Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park in Richland Center. Give the gift of life and keep the blood supply strong this summer. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now. All blood types are needed, but type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be Friday from noon until 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. The second will be Saturday from 8 until noon at the Grove Regional Community Center in Mazamani. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Voting Rights Act is 60 years old today, and the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking the anniversary with an education event at the state capitol. Terry Barr has more.
The League is highlighting why the Voting Rights Act is a promise and needs to be protected, especially right now. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear cases which could change parts of the Voting Rights Act, including fair maps. Here's Wisconsin's League Executive Director, Deborah Krohn-Miller.
Our mission is to defend democracy and empower voters to elect your representatives. And those elected representatives are supposed to carry your voice to the Madison Capitol, to D.C., or to your municipal leader boards. And, you know, and when they fail to, that's the crisis that is the breach of our Constitution.
The Voting Rights Act is a federal statute which prohibits racial discrimination. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6, 1965.
A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the participation rate for apprenticeship programs is at a record high. According to the report, over 17,000 people took part in the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's registered apprenticeship program in 2024. The number of kids in the state taking part in the apprenticeship program has also more than doubled over the last few years, from 5,100 in 2019 to well over 11,000 this year. The program aim to address workforce shortages in fields like construction and healthcare. Prison time for a Wisconsin man convicted of a chemical weapons charge. A federal judge sentenced James Morgan to 29 months in prison last week for possessing chemical weapons, and Morgan entered a guilty plea in April on a count for possessing chemicals that combine to create chlorine and chlorine gas. Prosecutors said Morgan had studied chemistry at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater and described himself as a weapon designer who did not need a conventional weapon. In 2023, Morgan discussed a plan to defeat the government if it came for his guns by producing a large amount of chlorine that he claimed could be used against agents. A new study highlights a need for more housing in central Wisconsin. The 2025 Regional Housing Study from Wausau-based Synergy Incorporated, prepared in partnership with the North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, provides an in-depth analysis of housing conditions and future needs across Adams, Lincoln, Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. The study finds a pressing need for housing priced within reach of working households, units renting between $900 $1,500 and $1,499, and homes priced between $200,000 and $299,999. It also outlines how rising construction costs, limited new housing supply, and a competitive market are making it increasingly difficult for employers to attract and retain talent in the region. The entire study can be found at central2success.com/events. The new owner of Deep Thought, a boat abandoned on a Milwaukee beach last year, is the man who towed it off the beach. Jeff Piller of All City Towing won the boat for just over $2,500 as bidding closed yesterday. Piller says he and his staff just couldn't bear to get rid of it. The boat is covered in street art and murals, and Piller says he will try to preserve parts of it as an art piece. His winning bid is far less than the $20,000 the county was hoping to get to recoup costs for the boat's removal. Richland County Land Conservation and Zoning Department will be taking part in Snapshot Day Saturday. The statewide event includes nature enthusiasts of all ages to help search for aquatic invasive species in the rivers, lakes, and wetlands. On Snapshot Day, volunteers will gather at local training sites hosted by community conservation partners. After a brief training on how to identify the targets, they will follow search protocols. Participants will visit designated monitoring sites to search for invasive species. Any potential invasives found will be cataloged with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, supporting efforts to control and manage these species. This is a free event. No prior experience or special equipment is needed. To get involved with Snapshot Day, register and see all the events at wateractionvolunteers.org. Advance registration is requested to help site leaders build monitoring plans, but will remain open until this Friday, August 8th.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Here are today's vital statistics. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 3 until the service time at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Church, Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke's School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Monday from 11 until the service time at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 4 until 7, with a burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet-Avoca area, died peacefully at his home. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet-Avoca area.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today, a high of 83 degrees. Right now, we're at 61 at WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. News from ABC this hour is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior designs.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 Texas Democrats remain AWOL from Austin, refusing to vote on a new map of the state's congressional districts. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census. Still, the president pushing for a new Texas map to get